Life on Wall Street. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Dow up 922 points at the closing bell after the Fed did something that was widely expected, the biggest interest rate hike in more than 20 years.
The central bank is ratcheting up its efforts to withdraw the stimulus it showered on the U.S. economy during the pandemic, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing.
Powell said that it's essential that the central bank tackles hot inflation to have a robust labor market. And as a result,
today the FOMC raised its policy interest rate by a half percentage point and anticipates that ongoing increases in the target rate for the federal funds rate will be appropriate.
The increase in the Fed's key rate raised it to a range of 0.75% to 1%. Its credit tightening will likely mean higher loan rates for many consumers and businesses over time.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The White House just confirming that Secretary of State Antony Blinken has COVID, testing positive this afternoon. The statement says he has only mild symptoms and is fully vaccinated and boosted, also noting that Blinken hasn't seen President Biden in person for several days. A judge signs off on the plea deal for the former cop convicted of killing George Floyd. That was a state trial. These are federal charges.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin pled guilty in December to violating George Floyd's federal civil rights as part of a plea deal that would spare him any more jail time on top of his over 22-year sentence stemming from his state conviction. The judge in the federal case saying that he will accept Chauvin's agreement, the same judge that will later sentence three other convicted former officers for violating George Floyd's civil rights.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Those three officers still awaiting trial on state charges of aiding and abetting in Floyd's death. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A successful court fight leads to another challenging decision at Boston City Hall, where a group with a provocative name wants to fly its flag.
The Satanic Temple has requested its banner wave after the U.S. Supreme Court decided the city violated the rights of a conservative activist seeking to fly a flag at Christmas outside the city building. So far, Mayor Michelle Wu has not weighed in, but the city says it is examining its flag-raising program, which reserves the honor to mark an event or occasion and must be made a month in advance. The group hopes to fly the flag in honor of Satanic Appreciation Week, July 23rd through 29th. It's not known what the flag looks like.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the group's website, says the Satanic Temple works to reject tyranny and oppose injustice. The small town of Mason, Tennessee, says it's reached a deal to stop the threat of a state takeover of its finances. Town officials had argued the state was treating Mason's majority black leaders differently than they have white administrators, who also had financial struggles. An anonymous buyer pays more than $9 million for a sports jersey.
At a Sotheby's auction in London, the jersey that late soccer great Diego Maradona wore when he scored two goals in the 1986 World Cup quarterfinal for Argentina sold for more money than any piece of sports memorabilia ever known. $9.28 million. The original hand-drawn Olympics manifesto brought in $8.8 million in 2019. A jersey worn by Babe Ruth from 1928 to 1930 was purchased for $5.64 million, $3.5 million less than somebody paid for the Maradona soccer jersey. That Sotheby's called arguably the most coveted football shirt to ever come to auction.
Fox's Jared Max. Recapping the big rally on Wall Street, the Dow up 932 points, the S&P also up nearly 3%, the NASDAQ up more than 3%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.